All right, well, so one of the Giants here. You know, it's a good football team. They really do pretty much everything well, strong in all three phases of the game. It'll be a big challenge for us this week to have a good week of preparation, be ready for their group of outstanding players and the schemes that they present. Obviously, the Giants are well prepared and well coached. They present a lot of challenges. They make a lot of big plays. They're an explosive team that can, you know, make long plays on offense, make big plays, turnovers, scores on defense, and you know, they're strong in the kicking game. So that's what we're looking at this week.
Well, I know we have the statement on Edelman, but does this affect anything with him, with the team going forward?
I think just what the statement says, you know, I don't think we have enough information to comment on that right now.
Bill, are there any similarities with this team here to the Super Bowl team? Do they do anything similarly?
I think, you know, there's a number of players that are the same, and those players are, you know, they're still, you know, the impact kind of players that they were 4 years ago. You know, quarterback, running back, offensive line, you know, defensive backs, pass rushers. So, you know, those guys are, I mean, they're good players. They were then. They still are. Scheme-wise. Tom, I think his coaching philosophy is, you know, the same. It's been very successful. They, you know, they have a good balance, and they do a good job of mixing things up offensively with, you know, passing game, deep passing game, possession-type passes, running game, and defensively with coverage and pressure. You know, man and zone, they give you, you know, a little bit of everything. So you got a lot to prepare for. So, I mean, I think, you know, those things are similar.
Gerard Mayo mentioned after the game that Brandon Spice tested Green Dot last week. Can you talk, how did you feel?
I can't hear you. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I think Monique was asking about Brandon Spikes, how he did with communication, having the green dot. I assume that's what she was asking.
You know, Brandon, he's fine. He's fine. I think the, you know, I mean, it's something you got to work on every week. You know, just understanding the, you know, getting the plays in, getting them communicated, making adjustments if you have to make them based on formation or the location of their personnel, or sometimes they switch personnel and all those kind of things. So, you know, it's really a team thing. It's not one guy. Communication involves somebody talking, somebody listening, and everybody understanding. And whether it's offense, defense, special teams, doesn't matter what it is, that's what football is, you know, getting all 11 guys to do the right thing. So,
is it fair to say that whoever has the green dot, whether it's Mayo or Spikes or Guyton or whoever, that those guys call the plays, and then it's everyone else who sort of is involved in communication once you get lined up, or is that a fair sort of assumption?
Yeah, that the play comes into the person who hears it, sure, and then it's communicated to them, and then the adjustments are made in different, you know, the different layers of the defense, whether it's the front, the defensive line and linebackers, or whether it's a secondary adjustment, like a rotation, or, you know, how to handle a certain combination of receivers. Or maybe it's a whole team adjustment based on what the call is. So, you know, it comes up every week. You know, every defense has to deal with it. We're no different than anybody else. And it's important that we do a good job, as I said, getting all 11 players, you know, playing the right defense, playing it properly.
Bill O'Brien mentioned wanting to get Taylor Price on the field a little more. What did you see from him on Sunday, and how do you think his snaps will come?
Well, you know, we're putting things together now. We'll see how it goes. But, you know, we always want to try to utilize our players, and that goes for everybody, and try to utilize the guys that can, we feel like, can make plays for them, put them in a good position where they can do that. And I mean, that includes him, includes everybody else. Now, how exactly that'll fall, you know, we'll see how things come together, putting together the game plan, and then also to a certain extent, sometimes that's part of, you know, how the game plays out too. You know, you have a plan going in, and then, as in every game, you know, you have to make some kind of adjustments or alterations based on how the game's going and what you're seeing. So, you know, we'll have to see how all that plays out.
All right, then. Thank you, Coach.
Okay, thanks. Bye.